Last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast. We finally arrived at the Lucky Copper Inn, the last location in Streets Unseen, but it remains to be seen whether our battered and beaten band of heroes is in any shape to save the day.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
So what's your name?
Velveteen.
Oh, hi, Velveteen. I really didn't mean to hurt your feelings with what I said. I saw that you had a lot of questions. It would be easier if we did that over a meal and then we could get to know each other better. We don't usually just say, hey, you, come join our group. Usually we like to get to know people better.
Oh, I didn't know how it worked.
That's fine.
She throws her white, silky hair behind her head and over, you know, from that was over her shoulders, and she flings it back. And then she says, but I am on shift and I have to work. Perhaps later or...
Yeah, maybe we could get our drinks after.
Do you want to pet my wolf? He's really soft.
Is that a euphemism?
No, my actual wolf. This is Doodle.
Really couldn't be a wolf. He's a wolf at the table.
I know.
You look sad, but you're pretty and my wolf will like you.
Right. Oh, yeah. She pets the wolf. His tongue lolls out the side of his mouth, and she nods and says, so the special?
That sounds... that sounds good.
Pretty girl. That's so genuine.
Okay.
Yeah, bring the special.
Also, can I have an ale? Thank you.
Do you have old bait? Because I'd like one.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
You can stop touching my wolf now.
Oh.
Whoa. And pulls her hand back quickly.
Don't mind him.
Bestrawed.
He's cranky. He needs a nap.
Ales all around?
Do you have any wine?
Yes.
Okay. The best one you have. Drink, clink, clink. I only have so much.
Oh, never mind. Your house brand.
Oh,
thank
yes.
you.
It is lovely. I quite like it. It's a dry Merlot.
Dimple EXE has stopped working for a moment.
She leaps. She comes back a little while later. Yeah.
The dry Merlot thing? I don't get it.
Merlot is like fruity.
Dry Merlot is like a terrible wine, but it's like the house blend of wine from the 80s and 90s.
Oh, okay.
And every house was selling was a Merlot. And then there's movies made that are like, it's not as good a Merlot as I was expecting. And everybody assumed that red wine was connected to Merlot. And then in the 2000s, people were like Pinot Grigio. And anyway.
No, I get it.
Pinot Noir. Nice. Yeah.
Or like white wine.
A million red wines now. So
I like Rioja.
She comes back with dinner. It's delightful. It is a short rest. So if you wished to regain anything from short rest, you certainly can. Findal does not come back from the rooms as of yet. Do you have hit dice that you'd like to spend? How many hit dice do you have remaining?
Sure. How do I know how many I have?
You have two. You have one per level. You should write it down at the bottom, two. And now you can write that I would write zero because you've spent them, sort of thing.
So I can do it again?
Yeah.
Is that it? Okay, I get it.
After a short rest, do I gain spells back? How does that work again?
You're a bard? You do not. You gain spells back after a long rest, but I think you get bardic inspiration back after a short rest.
Oh, I'm at full health.
There you go.
You give yourself more.
She went to 23.
Ooh. And then I realized I'm only at 22.
There you go.
HP twinsies.
Okay, so you've had dinner. Things are looking better. During dinner, Findal's items arrive from his wagon and get portered up. You can tell because Peppercorn's cage is brought upstairs, but he hasn't come downstairs yet. Probably just getting things sorted. Finish your meal and you have a polite conversation. Velveteen does not come back and serve your table again.
Shocker.
I wonder why.
It's a dual operation. Whoa. Well, three of us were not nice to her, though we tried.
I was very nice. I made a fucking rose.
We made
man.
Her feel worse.
I let her pet my dog.
And yep. then you yelled at her almost.
Yeah, because she was mean.
She didn't have a drink you liked. You were like,
she doesn't own the place. This is what's happening at the table. Like, this is the conversation legit.
Yeah.
That was good. I'm going to go sleep.
Yeah, I think we should go up.
Ekamon starts trying to find a room.
The conversation is happening. Ekamon makes to get up to leave. And the two large church doors of the building itself explode open, like with a loud bam. And the rain comes lashing into the inn itself. What?
I was saying it was knock. Someone used knock.
Doors burst
I know.
Open.
I'm being silly.
Lash. The rain lashes into the premises itself. And a human dressed in plain scholar's robes, clutching a leather scroll case under his arm, enters stumbling. His eyes dart around the room. For those of you who were upstairs at Tychus's tower and spent time up there investigating, you remember seeing a picture on a mantle painted of a human male next to an older human female, right? And that human male is the one who has stepped into the room. Who was it that saw the picture at the top? Who, and it can be more than one person. So who saw this picture? Who recognizes this individual?
I feel like Vestrad would have.
Yeah. Who else?
Probably Ekamon.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Dimple.
Nope, not me.
Okay. The three of you see this human. He's looking wildly about. He sees that you recognize him. He doesn't know why you recognize him, but he dashes over to you. And he says, in a strained whisper, which is not great for podcasting. So he says over the loud bustle of the inn, although a lot of noise has stopped as this person has created kind of a drama in flinging open both doors and stumbling around, he places this leather scroll case on the table between the three of you, Vestrad, Dimple, and Ekamon, and he says, "They're after me. They must not have it. Find it. Find it if you can. All the realm depends on it." The voice is unmistakably that of Tychus himself. You heard the voice in the recording, but without pausing, without making any more of a cursory glance at the three of you, he rushes out the inn, you know where that door was above the loot that led to the kitchen? He just flees through that, turns to go.
Well, okay.
What just happened?
Who was that guy?
Ekamon starts picking up the scroll and case and opening it up.
Bam! The doors burst open again. And a squad of four city guards and two other types of guards that are dressed in much better finery stride in, followed by a severe-looking nobleman. He has this luxurious white beard with white hair that's parted on the side, very curiously, but also aristocratic eyebrows, scalding blue eyes. He is tall. He wears a white fur cape, a cloak around his shoulders with this gold necklace circlet thing that hangs from one shoulder to the other with a giant red ruby set in the middle of it. His fingers are covered in rings that are, you know, beautiful giant gemstones. He's wearing a rich red silk doublet that has gold embroidery all around the edges of it. And there's a picture. Did I do it justice?
You did
for you
very
all?
Good.
You all feel like that's what you're looking at? He looks like Donald Sutherland got a little yes. chubby.
Yes.
He had too many milkshakes.
Yes.
Yeah, he really does look like he Donald Sutherland. Like the eyes are Donald Sutherland's
yeah.
eyes.
This and the eyebrows too.
Duke Draymore himself.
Like, is it spelled Drymore?
Dre, he says. Search everywhere. Question everyone.
Ekamon quickly and very discreetly
while they're at the front, making sure they're not looking over, slips the scroll underneath his shirt.
The scroll case?
The scroll case.
Cool. Quickly or discreetly?
Discreetly.
Okay. I like how you're like, I'm going for both, Kyle. Quickly and discreetly. Nope. Sorry. Kyle is determined you can only do one of those two things. Please pick it. The palace guard stand next to the door with Duke Draymore there. The guards fan out into the room. Everyone roll a perception check.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
It's a good time for nat 20, yikes. Right? Not in combat.
So I was so looking forward to Marie Claire also rolling a one. She rolled a 7. How did you do, Aaron?
I got a 1.
Yeah. How did you do, Chelsea?
Got a 1.
Yeah. How did you do, Paige?
19.
And how did you do, Allison?
22.
Yeah. So your 22 is totally combated by the fact that everybody else failed. Aww. 3 people in the party failed, so you don't notice the thing.
Come on. That's not 20.
That's how it works, yeah.
Rude. It was a group perception check.
Group perception check.
Yeah. You guy.
You fail to notice that one of the guards is one of the ones that was chasing you earlier.
Dang it. That's what I was afraid of. I'm not a mime, but I don't know this. So no metagaming.
Nobody noticed it at the moment because just not enough success, none of success around the table to point it out. They are not anywhere near your table, though. And that guard is well on the other side of the room questioning some people. However, as we go along and you're surreptitiously looking around, I would imagine, a couple of the patrons point at your table.
Bastards.
It's probably Velveteen. We pissed her off.
Right? It's them over there. The adventurers exactly. That won't let me join them.
Yep. Or it could be that there's a gnome wizard sitting at the bench here with you guys having dinner.
Racist.
Fan out.
All right. The guards are talking and doing their thing. Does anybody like to talk or say anything or suggest strategy to each other about what you'd like to do?
Have we been assigned rooms yet?
Yeah, pretty much. I think there's rooms that are set aside for you and you know where they are.
Get to the rooms.
They're on the 3rd floor.
Yeah, we have to get past. We probably have to go past when we get to the rooms. Yeah. Like, they've probably thought of that. Like, I was thinking that too, but I don't think.
I think we should fan out because they know us as the 5.
Spreading out is not good, though.
But they know us as the 5. What about if we're individual?
2s and 3.
Ekamon's going to cast a spell.
What are you going to cast?
Disguise self. So I'm going to disguise myself because I'm okay. The most sticky outable because I have 2 giant horns and I stand at like 7 freaking feet.
1 giant horn.
I'm just going to point out there is a gnome wizard in the party that the entire city is looking for. There is a dragonborn, a copper dragonborn who wears a loincloth running around in your party. And
oh, good point.
And a moon elf, which has already been determined that the city hates them.
Bad
so,
time.
Damn it, guys. Why are we such a conspicuous party?
Hey, I'm good. I just blend in.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm going to walk away.
until you use your accent.
With your wolf, you don't blend in. With your wolf,
yeah, you don't blend in anymore.
Wrap doodle up in a blanket and make a little baby.
I guess you're huge too, so it works.
Oh, you said dimple, right?
Yeah, dimple.
Up in a blanket and make her a little baby.
Bye-bye.
That would be hilarious.
I would make a cute baby.
You would.
Okay, friends.
Oh boy.
You've had a moment to talk to yourselves. You can cast your disguise self if you'd like to and make your change. The guards do make their way towards you. And a guard who approaches, you don't recognize this guard, having never seen this individual before. They're a half elf and they walk up and they're like, you there. You've seen a disheveled man in robes coming in here carrying anything?
Yep.
Where'd he go?
He went through that door.
He was spotted talking to this table. So I'm not surprised. I believe I'm going to have to take you all in for questioning. I have some questions for all of you right now, and I will notify my captain shortly.
He came up to us and asked us how to get out of here. We pointed at the door, and he ran out the door.
I don't like the look on your face.
You mean right now? Like during this podcast?
He was just born. He was just born that way, sir.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Everybody make a perception check. Yeah, a perception check.
Or deception.
Except, no, perception, okay. Except for Ekamon.
Oh, man.
Ekamon can make a deception check.
Doing good tonight, guys. Come
on. I
feel
like this dice is not a good one. I should maybe roll a different one. I got 13.
Okay. While the guard does believe Ekamon's lie for the most part of the moment, those of you who beat a 15 on your perception check, notice Findal has stepped out of his rooms with a whole bunch of books and whatnot on the 2nd floor, and he's looking at the balcony. He's really close to the stairs. Picture that in your mind's eye. You can see him there. Cool.
I'm going to message him.
Cool. We'll get to that in a second.
Text him or what?
Yeah. Pretty much. Basically. It's a can magic message. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
He says to Ekimon, that trucks with what we expected and heard from the other people. I'm going to have to search you, though, just to make sure he didn't secrete something about on your person. If you don't mind, could you stand up, sir?
For sure. Are you talking about a case? Because I saw him run out with that.
Interesting. Yes.
It was like a brown thing?
Yep, but you just need to stand up.
Okay. As I stand up.
Yep.
Put it where your penis is.
Okay.
That's what I was actually thinking. I'm like,
shakety, shakety, make shakety. It, well endowed.
Make a dexterity stealth check to hide the scroll from goodness. Notice.
Okay.
You can do this.
Please be a good roll tonight.
Inspiration.
Oh, I haven't. Can I use inspiration?
Of course you can.
Oh, does that mean I get two?
Yes.
How does this work? Okay.
Two on my, well, mine was doing really well. What?
17.
Yeah. He doesn't find it in his cursory pat down. And he turns to Dimple and he says, whoa.
Hi.
You're going to have to come in with me for questioning. You people have been wanting no people to come in.
People? She's not people. I'll have you know, I am a dandy drake of the Mariposa dandy drakes. Excuse me.
Stay put. The captain will deal with you.
I would like to have a word with your supervisor, obviously. Thank you.
At this moment, that door with the loot bangs open so bad, so hard that the loot itself falls off the wall and lands and cracks and breaks on the floor.
Man.
And the captain steps in. The captain is a half-orc, big-chested, angry-looking man. And he is carrying over his shoulder the dead body of Tychus himself. And he flops Tychus onto the table. And we will get to a moment there with Tychus. But I do not doubt that all of your eyes immediately turn to Findal on the stairs.
Stay back.
Who sees his dearest friend in the world, Tychus's body, flopped onto the table. Tankards are dumped over and he's laying in there amongst the spilled food and whatnot. And with a crash, Fendazzle drops his books in shock, ashen-faced. He stares at his friend's body and involuntarily cries out in horror, oh my god! Ah! And the Duke, of course.
That's guys, funny, you guys.
Was that really that funny?
Yes.
It was really dramatic.
Oh, you're laughing at the drama of it?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
that it was actually... Okay, no. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's not that we're laughing because his friend died. He was like,
yeah.
No.
It was the ah for me that was like, wow. Because it was, oh my gosh. Ah.
He took a beat. I liked it.
You can have inspiration.
Yay.
The Duke turns the attention to the gnome and looks up the stairs at him and says, did you know this man? And Findazzle replies, yes. Yes, I did. Tychus was a gentleman and a scholar. He doesn't deserve to be hounded through this rain by the lot of you, nor treated with such indignity and death. Detain him, says Duke Draymore. You look back at the body of Tychus. Make a medicine check if you'd like to, or perception check.
Bloody hell.
My good rolls are over.
Now, who was it that noticed the fletching in the horse way back at the beginning of this entire mission? It was Dimple. Dimple, you may roll with advantage on that check.
Good, because I needed it.
You really didn't. You beat everybody else at the table.
Yeah. Oh. Well,
how'd
I got
you do?
15.
15 is more than enough for you to see that Tychus was killed by darts.
Oh.
And that hit him in the chest. And three darts.
These people don't have darts. They're not darty folk.
These darts look exactly like the dart that hit that horse. Same feathering that happened at the very beginning of this entire game.
Okay, Dipple's going to stand on the table and be like, looking at the darts.
Okay.
Get a closer look. Dramatically, like
you just very, get up on the table and look at Tychus.
You know, we're trying to
across
hide
the bar.
You.
It's fine.
They already know I'm here.
Sure,
yeah.
I'm gonna
be like
more guards coming over here because you're standing on a table.
She's gonna like with a flourish be like, I believe he was killed by the same darts that hit the horse earlier. Remember that rampaging horse?
Oh, for that nice merchant.
You're not really paying any attention to Dimple.
No.
Because at that point, the guards are moving to seize Findal going up the stairs. And he says, guards, help, assist me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, that's their job.
Don't let them arrest me. We have a mission.
I'm pretty content.
I was going to say,
Ichimon's like, meh, whatever.
No.
What? We've got the scroll case. Probably don't need anything else. We probably don't need Findal alive.
You guys are terrible. Can I draw my bow?
No, just hold on. I want to let that sink in.
Okay.
Really?
What do you have against Findal?
No, not really. We're obviously going to help him. That'd be like the end of the adventure. Like, okay, bye.
Totally. I mean, it's never the end of the adventure. You can do whatever you want. You always have choice. Just some that are more heroic than others. Okay. That's what's happened. Draymore sees that Findal has turned and asked for you for help, and he looks and waits for your reaction to see what they're going to do. Meanwhile, two guards are going to go up the stairs to take hold of Findal. They're stepping on his books and all of his paraphernalia that he's let fall. The door to his rooms are still open, and you can see the dead form of Tychus laying there. Another thing to point out to Dimple is that there's no way the captain ran outside, threw darts
into
Tychus's chest. Them.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't seem like a dart tosser. Also, it's in his chest.
I know. I was like, it obviously wasn't these guards. All right.
Something evil is afoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
The captain does a cursory riffle through the body of Tychus and says, he doesn't have it on him.
Sends shivers down my spine.
Yeah, it got intense.
Do you need a lozenge? Lick, lick.
I turn narrative control and actions over to you at this point because a whole bunch of stuff is happening and I need to know what is going to go on with the group. The guards proceed towards you. There are guards proceeding towards Findal himself. He's called out for your help. Duke Draymore is looking at you appraisingly. And the captain stands there over the body of Tychus.
You said some of the guards are running towards the stairs to capture Findal, right?
Not running, but yeah, they're definitely moving to capture Findal.
How many stairs are there that are heading upstairs? Is there like only one staircase or are there like multiple staircases?
It is a full staircase of 15 steps.
What is the staircase made of?
Yes. What do you need it to be made of? It's not balsa wood.
What you gonna do?
What did you want
to
do?
Well, I was gonna first find out how close we were to the stairs.
Yeah.
Then I'm just gonna spray acid at the stairs. So
you
that
are
way they
unfortunately
can...
too far away from the stairs. You're more than 30 feet away
from
the stairs.
You're just saying that. I'm actually really close to the stairs. Dang.
That's a good idea.
You could move close to the stairs and then do that. Couldn't you?
Well, we'll see. Yes, he just said yes when I asked for the material on the stairs.
So they haven't made it to the stairs yet.
They're really close to the stairs, 10 feet away.
So you know when you're trying to walk up your stairs and you have a pet? And as you walk up them, your pet knocks you the hell over and you fall down the stairs. As soon as they step onto the stairs, that is what Doodle is going to do.
Have Doodle run over there?
Yeah, and trip them all.
And get involved in combat with the guards?
Well, no, he's just going to run by and keep running.
You're going to need to make a handle animal check to get Doodle to understand that you want him to run over, trip the guards, and then run past Findal up the stairs and go somewhere.
He's going to hide.
Make it even more complicated, sure.
And I would like to use my inspiration.
Okay.
Good choice.
Thank you. Oh. Yeah. 17.
Tell me what you tell Doodle.
Okay, Doodle. You have to listen very carefully. Okay?
Ruff. That is not how the wolf makes a sound. The dog licks your face.
Run up the stairs like you do when I try to go up the stairs and I fall down the stairs and keep on running. Okay?
And he's doing this, he's doing hand movements to like show the people and then hit the dog.
Okay, yeah, that makes good sense.
Yeah.
Doodle licks your face.
Run like the wind, Doodle.
Yeah.
Turns and dashes away from you towards the stairs.
Hey, it's a good start. Good start.
What's everybody else doing?
I'm getting my bow and I'm getting ready.
What does that mean?
Well, it's the only weapon I have now because someone took my sword from me. So
who took your sword?
The mean guards. Those mean guards.
Yeah.
They took my sword and all my money and beat me up.
At least you have your armor.
Yeah. I'm gonna like draw an arrow.
Oh my
goodness.
Just
like I'm ready, like, and I'm just kinda like threatening with
it. Who are you threatening?
Everybody that's a guard.
Everybody
that's a guard.
Everybody.
Well, there are two palace guards standing at the doors with Duke Draymore. Do you target them at all?
No, the closest ones to me. Or, well, maybe the ones on the stairs.
So there's still a guard here that was about to take in Dimple.
Okay, yeah. So I'll point it at him.
He's really close.
Don't step any further. Well, more of an intimidation thing. Like, don't step any further. Or, you get it.
Point blank.
Yeah, to the face.
Make an intimidation check then.
Cool.
While you're doing that, Balasar, what are you going to do?
So I'm also going to kind of square up on this guard that's standing there.
Yeah.
But I won't draw. I basically just take my two axes out. I just kind of lay them on the table with my hands on them and stare at them. And that's all I do.
Okay, good.
And then Jeffrey kind of starts rustling around in my pocket for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe he's getting antsy.
Are you wearing a shirt now?
That's where he's been.
He's been on your shoulder the whole time with his tail curled around your neck.
You wear like a cloth.
I thought I had a shirt.
If you have a shirt now, that's fine. You put a shirt on. Who says you couldn't?
Maybe you had to at the dining table. Yeah. They're like, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
He has to wear a jacket and it's like three sizes too big for him. And he complains about it. And the guy's like, sir, the gentleman who owned that jacket died.
Fine, I'm not wearing a shirt.
The jacket
idea. If you're wearing
a
shirt, that's perfectly fine. You're the one who's in charge of your character. Don't let other people tell you what you're wearing.
Wearing a shirt, and he's in my pocket protector, and he's like freaking out for some reason.
Okay, cool.
I love how you pocket protector.
It's got protect against gecko poop.
I am visioning a loincloth and a dress shirt, and it is the funniest image I've ever had in my head.
I kind of like the blazer. Just like blazer.
Business on the top, business on the bottom. Yeah.
Loincloth, but a dress shirt with the arms that have been torn off.
I think it's got the arms still, and he only wears a loincloth, and he calls himself the Quad Squad.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
Uncle Balasar. Dimple, what are you doing?
Enjoying the festivity. I'm just kidding. So the guy that wanted to take me in, I'm going to look at him and be like, hey, friend, and turn person.
Cool. What is the word to cast that spell?
I think it's because it's like kind of incognito, isn't it?
Yeah, but I always, because it's a podcast, we have to have a verbal component.
Oh, I feel like it's like, hey, friendo.
So charming.
I knew you were going to add, just say the spell with O at the end.
No, but like it's so you can like slip it into a sentence, right? You're like, hey, friendo.
Yep.
And, you know, I hold my little like charm bracelet.
It's a save on their part? Or is it just go in effect? It's charm person, so I believe it's a save.
I believe it's a save, too. Probably wisdom.
What's the difficulty?
15.
They do not succeed.
Hey, friend.
Oh.
Friendo. Friendo was his name,
Hi. Pats you on the head.
Can you believe that we're really not bad people? Can you help me figure out how to convince your boss of that?
Sure thing. Just a second. How'd you do on your intimidation check?
17.
He backs the truck up. Doot, doot,
doot, doot. And I motion up. He's my friendo now. Yeah, I'm going to motion to you and just be like, keep convincing him to do things. It's like, you're doing good. This with my eyes, I say that.
With my eyeballs.
It's like, it's Morse code. I nod kind of like insanely, like, keep going.
These things happen, but your intimidation on the guard confirms to Duke Draymore that you're working with Findal, and he points to the other guards to take care of them as well and strip them out. I'll just do it in character. Obviously, these are involved in this fracas with that gnome. Arrest them as well. guards then, the other guards that are in the room, begin to move towards you. The one who is intimidated, though, stays back and says, put your weapons on the table like he did, calmly.
Yeah, Kyle.
Calmly. So not my friendo, or is that my friendo?
I think I might have wrecked the charm with my intimidation.
No, you didn't wreck the charm with your intimidation. He's still charmed by Dimple. He's asking everyone else in the group to put their weapons on the table calmly. He's intimidated. He's not getting closer to do that. He's adhering to the dictate of what he's been told to do, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Where's the captain?
Captain is behind you. He was riffling through the pockets of the guy. I know he's standing there overseeing what's going on.
Cool.
What did you want to do?
Cast Dissonant Whispers on the captain.
Okay, yeah.
Is that cool? Yeah.
What you're doing then is engaging in combat.
That would be combat.
Okay, so everybody roll initiative.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, it's going to happen eventually anyways. There's no way to de-escalate this.
I was going to stealth out.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at tavern_tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.
Okay, gonna try.
Did you literally just put it down as a nat 20?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, way to go. Good job. You're literally like, this dice isn't going to be lucky. Put it down on a nat 20.
Can I use that?
No.
No.
What'd you get?